Hey, Peter.
What's up, Peter Kramer? All right, guys. Well, welcome to the show. Share it, please. We'd like to have as many people as possible on here as you would think. And by the way, announcement coming in the very near future, we're going to be going to our YouTube page.
Nice.
So we're going to go on that and broadcast from there, and no more Facebook Live, because we're going to want subscribers. So in the meantime, make sure you're on our fan page on Wake Up Play with Dougie Show, and we'll go from there. All right, folks? So without further ado, let's start this bitch. Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's Monday, March 25th.
Woo!
And we're in Danger Studios, and joined here by Ethan Moore.
Hey, good to be here, Dougie.
Absolutely.
Ready for Trump to go to jail.
Yeah, you think? good luck with that. And Jen Hellman's here.
I'm ready for Avenatti.
Avenatti going to jail.
Going to jail.
Yeah,
big news day. He is in jail.
Listen,
yeah.
I've been saying this guy's going to be disbarred. People are like, what are you talking about? He's going to be a presidential candidate for the Democratic Party. Oh,
yeah.
My God. The left will fucking jump in on anything.
That is true.
Look at some of the fucking heroes that the left have had. Stormy Daniels, Michael Avenatti.
Hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Standards of Washington.
What, was Stormy a left-wing hero? No one was saying she was going to run against Trump.
Well, no, but everybody, oh my God, they gave her a key to the fucking city.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that. Well,
what city?
It was a shitville, I guess. No, it was fucking Whoreville, Hollywood. Any rate, so welcome to the show. And yeah, big, great news. The Mueller. Now, listen, everybody. And I saw somebody did this. It was awesome. It was a montage of all the liberal news media that were saying collusion. It's guaranteed collusion.
Right.
He's going to be
evidence.
It's proven.
It's compelling evidence.
It's monumental evidence. It's no doubt. He's fucking Mueller's going to bury this guy. It's over. He's going to be impeached. It's the fucking Trumpsters are going to be fucked. And what happened?
No collusion.
No collusion.
Just like Trump said, we can't trust Mueller. So who knows?
Yeah.
and there we go.
Yeah.
Liberal play on words.
And the backstepping.
I mean, it's like being involved with a narcissistic, abusive husband talking
right?
to liberals.
Is that what
right?
I am?
It's almost like somebody accusing you of fucking cheating. And then when they find out you don't, they're like, well, you probably did. And you just, you know what I mean? They won't. Listen, if anything, one of the stories I just read is that this really damages any Democrats' hopes in 2020.
I don't agree with that.
Well, I don't care, because I really don't give a fuck, because it does. Because
see,
he's
the abusive one.
The
Listen.
Democratic Party looks like a bunch of whining fucking cunts. And I'm sorry I used the word whining, because I did. No, listen, because it is true. They went full blown on this.
They did,
and they fucking and it's pie in the face. Is it
and
not
wrong.
Pie in the face?
They have egg all over their face.
Yeah, they jumped the gun.
Time and energy, all this horseshit and money to find out something that anybody who fucking knew anything about anything knew that was horseshit.
No, right. We needed to look. We
no,
needed to know
listen,
for sure.
That's good. I understand the uncovering part of it, but everybody basically knew. The people that voted for Trump, they didn't vote for Trump because of Russia. Every Trump fan you ever said, they don't know what the fuck you're talking about. People didn't vote for Trump because of Russia. It was a fucking game. It was a horseshit game. Now, here's the thing I'm going to also say. This shit isn't over. You know why it's not over? Because now the other shoe's going to fall. Now that the investigation has been opened up and everybody went full force, right? Mm-hmm. And they wanted, and now what's going to happen? Now the other side, the pendulum is going to be fucking investigated. The FBI, the dossier, the Obama administration, the former attorney general who sat with Bill Clinton in the fucking airplane while his wife was
being... There's nothing to that.
Yeah, okay. Let's not investigate that. Let's
There's
investigate...
There's way more to Russiagate than there ever was to that. Come on.
Listen, we know. You're going to find out. And I said this. We're going to pull the fucking tape on this show. You're going to find out that... Because they always say, what administration had the most indictments and stuff? Yeah, a bunch of people from the fucking the Trump administration went from shit they did 10 years ago. You know what I mean? It had nothing to do with any of this shit. All right, so now we're going to get to see when they redact all the comments from Strzok and all the fucking his fucking girlfriend FBI attorney and Rosenstein. By the way, and I mentioned this, no one ever said anything, but Rosenstein several months ago, 6-7 months ago, just shows up at the White House one time. He's like, what's he doing there? Is he going to resign? What's going on? No, everything's cool. He's still in his position. He didn't get fired. So he gave up a lot of shit. A lot of people don't realize that. He gave up a lot of people in the FBI. He gave up a lot of people in the Obama administration.
Where are you getting this information, Dougie?
Because, listen, I know, because you could put things together. Look, just like I could put together, there's no Russian collusion. Just like when the Jesse Smollett situation happened, I realized that story had no fucking water. You know, when you have a brain like me, okay, I was accepted at NYU Law, Georgetown Law. I scored a 168 on my fucking LSAT. Uh-huh. My logic is fucking second to none. I fucking could figure these things out. That's why, okay?
Or maybe it's just because he voted for Trump. So he knows. We can't tell him what he meant.
That's true.
He wasn't influenced by anything he saw on social media. I think what happened was you had a choice between... I don't think it's that people love Trump. It's just they hated her more.
That's true.
You've heard this.
There's a lot of people.
I'm not new in this theory. Like,
there's a lot of people that hated her.
Yeah, she just... It wasn't that people love Trump. They just... And listen, he's going to win again if the... looking at the new slate of Democratic candidates, what they don't... It's going to require putting somebody up there who... I think if you have just people talking to people... Okay, get off the Hill, get off liberal, get off Democrat, conservative, Republican. Just people talking to people. I think we all agree on more than what they want us to agree on. I think we actually agree on more, but we have these representatives who are supposed to be representing us, polarizing our opinions. Yeah. So if the Dems put up somebody who's uber Democrat and uber to the left, they're not going to win.
Yeah, no one wants that. Well, I mean, there's people in like New York and California that want that, but I think most people don't want that. Most people want someone in the center.
Who do you think, out of all these clowns in the Democratic Party that are running, like, we can eliminate Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah.
She's never going to get anything.
She's
not. Can we also eliminate Booker? He's a fucking moron.
I don't know
much
about him.
Who's the Asian guy?
Yang. I'm going to vote for Yang.
He's got some credibility. He's got some...
I like Yang. He's smart.
And then we can get rid of Harris, Kamala Harris.
Yeah, she seems polarizing.
She's way too fucking dangerous. She's got
too
much dirt in the back that'll come out when that... I can't wait. That's the one thing I'm looking forward to 2020. If any of these people still stick around, is when the shit starts getting dug up on them.
They better have a very clean background.
Yeah, that's right.
She was like a dirty prosecutor. She put a bunch of young black men in jail.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that'll
and now
come
she,
out.
Now
yeah.
she admits smoking weed. Oh. She admitted to smoking weed.
I think she was lying when she said that. Just to,
well, she
to,
did
to be
lie.
Cool.
She did lie.
She
said she was
a cool kid.
Well, wait a minute. Let's talk about all of the things. Like, you can't like beer.
That's right.
The
Kavanaugh got in trouble for drinking beer in high school.
Like beer.
You can't like
you know,
beer.
I don't, I'm still,
you can't like threesomes.
Right. I'm still
confused
on our...
But they say you're supposed to
our...
be the person who you'd want to have a beer with most.
Right.
So liking beer should be good.
Well, you would think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he became a Supreme Court justice. So obviously.
Right.
Okay.
So they must like him.
Right.
All right. So you got Elizabeth Warren. Then you also have
who else? The other woman just came.
The one
Amy
blonde
Klobuchar.
Lady.
Amy Klobuchar.
Yeah, that's not a presidential
Catherine
name.
Kristen Gillibrand.
Yeah,
Gillibrand.
Yeah.
I love her writing.
And the lady from Hawaii. The lady from the senator.
Hilda Gillibrand. That's a good writer.
The senator. Who's the lady from Hawaii? The congresswoman from Hawaii.
I don't know.
She used to be she was in the military, so at least she's got a little bit of authority.
Wonder if she got laid.
Yeah.
Who's wait? What about that gay guy, Pete Buttigieg? Buttigieg?
Suck the dick.
Right?
What?
Something like that.
Bill Suck-a-Dick.
Yeah, he seems like a nice fella.
But a Suck-a-Dick.
Yeah. I'd vote for him.
Sit on a dick. What's his name?
Yeah, our first gay president. We need that.
Yeah, that's what we need.
That White House will look amazing. Listen,
I know.
Yes, it's not long.
That so was Obama, so Obama stereotypical. Lit it up that was so stereotypical.
Well, you mentioned why some people don't voted for Trump. You know, there's a big population in this country that we're tired of hearing about what bathroom to piss in and all this other shit when there's so many other important aspects. Not that that's not important there, yeah,
like,
Mr. Crossdresser.
Like Russia. That's
no,
important.
I'm talking. Yeah, it is important. If you want global fucking balance, you better have a good relationship with Russia one way or the other. Although they're sending troops to Venezuela right now.
Oh, my God.
So everybody, you know, to.
What the hell
you
are
know
we
what?
Doing?
I think there are two major issues that come up in every election that that influenced people voting for Trump.
Right.
That they don't like to talk about. I think one is Amendment 2. I think people just are terrified of losing their gun rights.
Right.
The people who love guns. I'm not a gun lover. I've had guns, but I'm not worried about. But I think people are. The NRA has these people terrified they're going to lose their rights to guns. And I think people have opinions about illegal immigration that they're not comfortable talking about because it makes them a racist.
What about the economy, though? Isn't that more important?
Well, the economy's doing fine.
The
economy has a way of fixing itself. And you know what? Again, a lot of people complained about the tariffs. Look, they're a strong arm. It's a negotiating tool. There was some suffering in the beginning, like on any negotiation. But now The Chinese economy has been brought to its knees because of it, and they are actually in a situation to be pressed to fucking negotiate. Will they give up complete? Will they do everything we want? We don't know.
But the Chinese economy is on its knees.
It's on its knees. Do you
follow?
No, they're not. They're in fucking bad shape. Listen, when you're that big, growth is that much more important. When you're that big, you have to have growth, and it's not. It's actually losing. So so it is hurting them. That is why. They're stepping up to they're actually looking like they want to negotiate. They want to come up and nobody liked the tariffs. Look, nobody likes somebody's ways and their means of doing something, right? Sometimes you don't like the way another comic may write a joke versus the way you like it. That doesn't fucking make it wrong.
I never like the way comics write jokes.
Yeah, I know, especially when they go on fucking YouTube.
I don't
YouTube.
Like the way they rewrite my jokes.
Yeah.
But wait a minute, I have questions because I've also heard the other side where, like, what about Harley Davidson who were like, oh my God, these tariffs are killing us.
Well, that's,
now Harley Davidson's are, you know, $900,000.
Well, listen, over I'm just, all the
Harley Harley Davidson's been up and down. But what has happened is because of what's happened with tariffs, companies are now opening and working in Thailand. They're changing their from China. They're going into other Asian countries. So that's actually fucking that's screwing China too. So companies are leaving there.
Good luck with that.
It's happening. Don't say good luck. It's happening. This isn't like a fucking I think it's going to happen. I'm not Obama. By the way, my buddy Mark Calamusa says Obama was the first gay president, Michelle was his wife. His beard?
Well, there's no. I mean, that's
right,
like.
Yeah. Well, that's
legit.
he's.
But
a real...
you know what? Here, you know, it's funny with when I bring up the Harley Davidson thing because I think in a way, Trump is regulating things. So in other words, if the cost of doing it in America, which is better for America, or whatever these tariffs are that he was trying to, so the tariffs, if I understand, were implemented so that they would encourage to do it here, right?
Right.
No, the tariffs price
is more. So maybe Harley Davidsons have been grossly underpriced. This is what it costs. We have a nation of people who are entitled. I'm entitled to have a business. Do you know what is involved in being a business owner?
Yeah.
The taxes you have to pay to be a business owner. What it really I mean, I'm in business for myself other than doing comedy. I own the FahrenheitAgency.net. And
cha-ching.
And it's expensive to be in business.
Listen, not only is it expensive, there's a lot of responsibility, a lot of moving. Like, it's always
unpredictability.
On getting rid of the regulations so we can all have businesses.
Well, that's
right?
That's what Trump did. Trump got rid of a lot of fucking unnecessary regulations and things like that to free up small businesses to be able to get money.
Right. Harley Davidson needs to lower their salaries.
Maybe Harley Davidson should get some fucking mufflers that don't wake everybody up from the fucking dead when you fly. You know,
Greg, you're such an old man.
Listen, I was trying to do comedy at Daytona Beach and everybody, when you got a small dick.
Grandpa Dougie.
Fucking enough of these mufflers. But listen, every business... You can't make every business happy if you're going to make like law and trade negotiations.
But why is the government picking winners and losers?
It's not picking it. It is doing what no. So you're working the other way around. It is not picking. It is doing what it has to do. And there are folks that will either be part, you know, benefit, get hurt more or less. That's just the way it is. But that's just the way it's like it's in comedy. If all of a sudden these comedy clubs want to hire just women, just blacks, just gay, just, you know, whatever, like, what am I saying? Like, as opposed to just a white guy, a standard white guy doing comedy, then the white guy doing comedy gets hurt. That's just the fucking way it is.
Right.
And you can't be a white guy going, this is bullshit. It ain't going to help.
Yeah, they do, though.
But tariffs are the government coming in and saying, only hire this one type of person. The government shouldn't be involved in that.
They're not doing that. They're putting tariffs on products that are coming in.
They're
saying, to equal the tariffs that these are Europe, China, you know, they all have 30% tariffs on vehicles going into the United States. BMW doesn't have a fucking tariff on a car coming in here, right? Now, I'd rather listen as a capitalist.
Yeah,
I would
free
rather
market, man.
But it's not free. It's not free when a country says you got to pay 35% to bring your fucking cars here. But if we want to go load your cars in your town, we don't have to pay fucking thing. So it's like what he did with the United Nations. He said, look, you guys want fucking protection. You want the United States to step in every time somebody fucking puts a boot on your fucking soil. Well, guess what? You got to put part of your GDP to the big fucking picture. And that happened. You know, now more and more, people didn't like him. I had a guy tell me, oh, he's embarrassing us in front of the world. No, he's stepping up and saying, fuck you. You know, sometimes you have to fucking ruffle feathers and get people pissed off to get things back to fucking normal. And that's just the way it is. People don't like that shit.
But I think it's hilarious that you're defending the trade war, which is definitely the weakest part of Trump's presidency.
A trade war is so far as what's happened from things that happened. It's like if you as a former drug addict, okay, when you stopped doing drugs, was
whoa,
it easy?
Shots fired, Doug.
Well, but
while we're below the belt.
No, listen, you admitted this shit. Like I brought
I'm just teasing.
Don't
of
be
course,
such a pussy.
I always talk about
it.
Yeah,
I do. So, but in the initial stage of it,
right,
the decisions that you had to make ruffled a lot of feathers. Friends, family paid the price.
All my regular Johns that used to fuck me in the ass.
Yeah, they're done. They're not. You see what I'm saying, though?
I know what you're
in the initial saying, stage of change, there is hard decisions that have to be made.
Well, I don't know if this is a good analogy between someone trying to quit drugs and then us like deciding to do a trade war with China.
It's not. First of all, you keep saying this. The United States said we're not going to be fucked by China anymore. The stealing of intellectual properties, the dumping of products. You want to worry. You can't sit there and say, I'm concerned about the American worker. I'm concerned about unemployment. I'm concerned about all this shit without fucking figuring out how the economy has to be straightened out.
There's ways of doing it.
Oh, yeah. Well,
why
didn't anybody fucking do it then?
Oh, they did. It was called the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Oh, yeah. That was a great
But I do agree.
It didn't have a chance to work. Trump ended it before it even started.
Okay.
That's true.
I don't agree. I don't think that like the wall, for example. Are there better ways? I think that Trump has messages that are correct. I don't know if his way about changing
delivering
them.
I like Trump's delivery. I love him on Twitter. Like
right.
I almost want to vote for him just to have 4 more years of Trump on Twitter.
Yeah,
I'm not going to, but I'm tempted. Trump's Twitter is amazing.
It's great. It's exciting.
I hate his policies, but man, it's so fucking funny.
Now you mentioned the wall. Listen. Let's face it. To say that you don't need a wall is ridiculous. There's certain areas that probably should have protection, like the ports of entry.
We already have a wall.
There's no fucking wall. Listen, the bottom line. The bottom line is you need to do something to curtail the illegal immigration that comes into this country.
No, come on, open up the border.
Yeah, open up the
free
border.
Pass.
Yeah.
Is that what you really mean?
Yeah, I really do.
I really think that.
I think just because let the people come across. If they want the jobs, they get the jobs. We compete for them. They compete for them. Let that happen.
They come with measles and
are
all
you
their.
Saying you're going to go pick tomatoes in California? Come
no,
on.
But that's not the only fucking jobs,
no,
dude.
But
I mean.
No, that's not.
You
yeah.
think that the like a person who doesn't speak English can do the
all right,
job
about,
better
all right,
than you?
So, all right, so all these we're not talking about then those folks that because they make a certain amount of money now they get all these other credits, welfare credits.
No, they shouldn't get welfare.
Well, that's the thing; they get everything. The liberals want to give them free college.
I don't want.
You know, you could.
I don't want to give illegal immigrants free college.
Okay,
well, that's what they want.
This is a great example. This is a great example.
You're just mischaracterizing.
Now you guys are being like echo chambers for the two sides, where you actually, you got to listen. He's saying no. That's not what I want. I don't want them. He's saying, let me mediate this.
Yes.
You're saying, yeah, I think if these people want to come and they want to come to this country and they want to work jobs that other people don't want to work, which I don't know if that's true. I've seen the special, like on the chicken farms. This was right. on Netflix. I saw something where now
they're taking advantage
they
of.
They took
not...
the jobs away from African Americans, black uh-huh. people. I don't know what you guys want to be called now, but
I'm glad you referred to me as a black guy.
No, but African American that used to be jobs. Right. For African Americans were doing those jobs and black people were doing those jobs.
Minorities had those jobs.
There and were people and they were who taking, went and they and took those jobs because they'll do them for cheaper. Undercut. And that is not the American. The American job is not listen, whoring out your craft.
I don't know. I say capitalism.
Listen, I say capitalism listen, too.
But in the same sense, let's get back to comedy in a sense. Let's relate it back to comedy because it's no different than when some fucking new comic goes, oh, yeah, I'll work for you for $10 to host.
Exactly.
And you're like, well, fuck, I should get 50 to host. But that fucking asshole just took that job. And now you're like, okay, yeah, let's let all these open micers into the country, huh?
Job was only worth 10.
Let's make all these. No, it's not.
The job was only worth 10.
Our system, listen, you have to think. All of the ideas, there's some really great ideas that I think come from the left, like about health insurance, about education. Right. The more people you have, the reasons why these programs work in other countries is because they don't have the same population that we have.
But we're really good at immigration. We've always let people in, and it's always worked out for us.
Legally.
Look at Europe. They're doing it wrong. Yeah. They haven't figured out how to integrate their immigrants.
Yeah. The ones in the street raping all the people.
It's like crazy over there.
I don't agree that all illegals are criminals.
They're not. No, not anything.
I mean, yes,
not
all, that's an obviously, outlandish. Obviously,
I don't think that we're in an emergency state.
Not all anything. Not all anything.
The country's an emergency.
Not
state.
All like anything an is ever true. Right?
But when I do see a caravan of 20,000 illegals heading,
I say let them in. Let them in and try to compete for our jobs.
And what
see
about
if they
the
can
people
do a better
who
job.
Came here legally? What about the people right now who are in a status where they're right. paying to come here legally?
What about
what
the
people
who
are fuck you?
Will they get benefits?
Fuck you for coming this
they
way.
They get government yeah. benefits.
So it everybody. Work. So now, so basically, what you're saying is no problem. If basically 50% of the population of Central America all wanted to come in.
They don't all want to come
no,
here.
But what it's a precedent. It's saying what's happened because of this caravan and because now this stimulus that people are worried that the immigration is going to get worse to get in here.
Here's what
they're all pushing to the border.
Here's what I say, Dougie. We put a giant turnstile on the border. Charge everyone $100 to come through.
Yeah.
You pay $100, you get to come in. I think that's what we should do.
You know
that would be cheaper than a coyote.
You know what they ought to do? Fuck this. They ought to get rid of ICE. And just get all the bouncers from South Beach.
There you go.
Sit there on the fucking border and let only the good ones in, the good looking ones. You know what I mean? Don't just
you have to be hot.
You have to be hot.
We don't need a wall. We just need a strip club going completely across the border, and then we'll just invade it.
We need a velvet red velvet rope,
Doug
not a wall.
Not a wall. We
don't need a rope. We need a velvet rope.
Right.
You know, with a bunch of bouncers on our side going, nah, you have to wait.
If that sounded offensive, it was because that was very motherfucking offensive.
Yeah, and you're ugly. Listen, if you're fucking ugly and you're useless, we have enough useless people in this country.
I want to let some smart people in.
Yeah, but that's why, that's what it's meant to be. Bring us your fucking,
Let me ask you this. What about the language? For example, like Montreal, I was just talking to this guy who I talked to on Bumble, and he's from Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling me that you're required to be bilingual. You have to be able to
speak
French in order
American,
to live in Montreal.
Yes.
Work in Montreal.
Yeah. I think in order to not to get any job, right? Just to get a government job?
No,
to get a
job in Montreal, you need to be bilingual.
To get working papers.
You have to be able to speak French.
But if you're from there?
You're not an immigrant if you're from there.
If you're from there,
in order to be an immigrant.
In Montreal. I got it. We got to go back. Ethan, in Montreal, they speak French.
And English.
Well, not everybody. What they're trying to say is if somebody wants to come to Canada... And get
as an
citizenship.
Immigrant. As an immigrant. Okay,
yes.
That's what I missed.
They
I
won't
like
let
them
in if they don't speak fucking French.
I thought you were saying you grew up in Montreal. You're like, sorry, you don't speak English and French.
Get the fuck out.
Right.
You have to
but
leave.
They require them to speak French.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Clearly, there's nothing like that. I mean, if you go to Miami, like if you don't speak Spanish, you're not getting around Miami very well.
Yeah. That's it.
Parts of Miami.
Right.
So
but there's a big informal economy, too.
Whatever.
Was that ever good? Well, let's talk about the informal economy because I remember one time I walked into what was a dance studio. Okay, it's a Spanish owned dance studio. Now, I don't know whether this person is legal or not. I'm not going to make any assumptions, but I walk into your dance studio. Now, she's also doing hair in the back of the dance studio. Now, are you going to tell me there's no license on the wall. Right. There's no nothing. So is that the way we're going? And like, so while I pay my taxes every year for my business and I file taxes every year for my business,
they're not. They're circumventing it because there's no law. They are not a citizen. Therefore, they're not adhered to the law.
Right.
And they get away with breaking it. That's why illegal immigration has issues with a strain on the economy. You've seen the numbers. You don't believe the numbers of what illegal immigration cost this country in the billions?
I don't know. I feel like they're adding a lot.
You think?
Yeah. Well, see, now I've heard people say, like, what the numbers, like, I'm like, what number? What, like, out of the census that they filled out? They're not filling out a census.
No,
but
you could still monitor activity and still come up with
residual numbers.
You know,
more people come to this country and then fly here and then overstay their visa than actually cross the border.
But that number is going to, that doesn't make one more than the other. That just, other than the fact of that, the number you're dictating, it doesn't show any ramifications of that.
But that's
it,
the number one way that people are illegally in the country is because they overstayed their visa.
And they stayed, or they come and they overstayed, or they came here and they didn't go back to their hearing.
I think we have this image of like, yeah, every once in a while there's a caravan and stuff like that, but that's not the norm. The norm is just people who come from like whatever fucking country and then just stay.
Both parties agree that the immigration law in this country sucks. They need to revamp it. It has to be done. Now it's gotten political. Gotten political in the sense that, you know, because he wanted something, Trump wanted something, that they're going to fight against it. When that's wasting everybody in this fucking country's time. Spend a little money on certain areas of the border where you got to strengthen the border so people just don't come running across. You know, spend money on technology to make sure you catch the drugs and the fentanyl and all that shit. Do a whole, we need all this shit to try to make things better. Will it be perfect? Nothing ever is fucking perfect. But if you're going to say, let's do something, let's fucking get together and do something and stop sticking pokers at each other.
Most importantly, I think it's just important that in the dialogue in this next political election is that people need to start listening to one another. It just like I said, go back to being people talking to
anyway,
people.
Anyway, I was talking about.
I'm tired of being.
Shut the fuck up, Jen.
I am tired of being called a racist. I'm tired of calling all these names and a Nazi when I'm not even. I'm a moderate. I'm a conservative liberal.
You have an opinion. You have an ideology. You have a belief.
Right.
And it's great when people. I love it when the members of the kinder, gentler party, being the Democrat Party. Are like out there calling names just because you say something, ready to fucking throw you over a fence, ready to kill you. I got in this post because your buddy, John Gregory.
Yes.
Right? He tagged me in the post because
we do a podcast called
You Guys
Being It Sober.
Being It Sober.
And it's very political.
And
John Gregory
basically posted after the Mueller report came back and said nothing's happened. All you fucking morons who thought it all happened, it didn't happen.
Yes.
And then, of course, Fat Chops, who's, here's a guy who's writes 15,000 fucking paragraphs to try to say one thing, and then I made a comment to him. I said, "Look, you have to insult people every time you fucking can't you just make a post without like making some little you and John have selective memory." I'm like, "Okay, so this is your way of trying to make yourself look better and then point out something." But I told him, "You just can't admit when you're fucking wrong." Well,
my favorite thing about the Fat Chops thing, and I've seen this from several liberals, and yeah, I'm liberal, but I'm not that liberal. Like people who posted like one of the things Fat Chop said was, so Mueller came back and said he's innocent, but the OJ jury came back and said OJ's innocent. Does that make OJ?
Stupidest
analogy
in the world.
That just means that like when new facts come in, you're unwilling to accept them into your worldview.
That's
kind of fucked up.
And the bottom line with that, he's a hypocrite because he doesn't follow. He follows one thing one way and he changes his parameters the next. So that's a weakness in your ability to decide from logic.
What was the thing with the bet? Did he bet you $100 or something?
Now, John, your buddy John,
okay.
Said John Gregory bet. He claims he had a bet with Fat Chops over $100 that he would not be impeached or he wouldn't finish his second term in a sense, a second year.
Okay.
And he was wrong. He thought that Mueller was going to get him impeached.
Well, we still got a few more months, Fat Chops.
So. Now, and while we're on this, let's see. No, he's done. And it was supposed to happen from the report. That was it.
Right.
And I jumped in because then that's when John put me because I believe Dougie was on this post and he tagged me in the post.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And
that's
when I came in. I'm not going to get into a debate with Fat Chops. You know, I'd rather sit there and argue with that fucking plant You know what I mean? To get more credibility and get more value out of it. So I said, yeah, I remember that. As a matter of fact, what I do remember is I said, I would bet you $1,000 to your 100 that it doesn't happen. And of course, he's a fucking talker and a shit talker. He has no basis behind anything. He wouldn't pay anyway. You know, I pay, right?
Yeah. Dougie,
we
paid
had
me.
A bet.
Right.
$50
Almeida
bet.
Always pays his
I
debt.
Pay my That's fucking right. debts. I'm like a Yana.
Winter's coming. Almeida's always pay their debts.
I pay my fucking debts. I bet
he
you.
He did. He bet me $50 that the Democrats would win the Senate, or would not win the House. That's right.
Right, and they did.
And they did.
And I paid it up.
You paid up.
I didn't hide. I didn't start making excuses.
I will say this today. I was very impressed with CNN today.
Yeah.
This morning I turned CNN on, and the guests were digging their heels a bit, but the actual host, the anchor on CNN, was kind of saying, yeah, he's like,
we fucked up.
Not even that we fucked up, but
we had it wrong.
It was wrong.
Yeah.
It's wrong. They're saying that there is no.
Are people
conclusive...
doing that now? They're not doing it on social media.
I mean, they weren't on The View. They were going, these crazy.
Is that show being canceled? Did I hear that grit news?
I would love to be. Is it? I can't stand
Joey
that
show. Behar. Get
I
her
can't
fucking
believe
off
that show
TV.
Still exists.
It's Enough. Terrible. It's terrible.
It's gotten complaints because it's gotten too political. And no one wants to hear these yentas fucking talking about politics.
Who watches TV?
My mother. Nobody. My mom. She's 76.
It's that people that age.
Retired ladies, people that don't work, family. People that raise children,
right?
You know, people that skip school.
If you're in the mechanics thing, waiting for your car, that's
right.
when you watch TV.
Exactly. When you're waiting for your fucking car at the service department. I'm waiting for an oil change. I got to watch Whoopi Goldberg. Tell
me
what the
world
needs.
I really have an issue with it too, because it's like the American. You know, it's like the broadcast TV networks. Aren't we? Isn't that like public? Broadcast airwaves.
No.
I watch. If I really
we don't pay for.
If I really want to watch the news, I watch.
But they're. It's broadcast television. Right.
Your local,
it's not,
your
it's
local
not a cable
news.
Network.
Your local news is.
But I'm saying if they shouldn't have those kind of political efforts going on and well,
that's what's happened in
the
news.
Television.
It became about profit. Now you have people fighting on both sides.
Well, the NBC and ABC. I mean, they own those networks. They can broadcast whatever they want.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Well, but they're not paying like Comcast. They're not paying a licensing fee. They're not paying a licensing fee for every like the Fox News and CNN. They have to pay a licensing fee to Comcast.
Right.
Yeah, to get out there, to get on those airwaves. They're using public airwaves.
So what Jen is saying, if you really thought that fucking Trump was going to be nailed to the cross for collusion and all this shit, and you really felt that, and you yelled at people, and you unfriended, you called people names over it.
Yeah.
You need to fucking fess up, Charlie fucks.
I never unfriended anyone. People unfriended me.
Stop. Really see, I had the exact opposite.
I lost friends. People unfriended me. They were mad at me because I wasn't sufficiently liberal.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. I definitely find, as someone in the middle, my liberal friends to be far more radical.
Oh, yeah. Conservatives are easier to get along with, oddly enough. I don't know why that is.
You said conservatives are more easy to
They're
get along
easier
with?
To get along with.
You know why? Because to be honest with you, although anybody may feel strongly about something, we don't put all, you know what I mean? We're not going to go in there and say this is all it is.
Disgusting people. Easy to get along with, though.
And here's the thing, and I mentioned this 1,000 times, and I mentioned it on there, and fucking even Fat
Because they have a gun to your head while they're talking to you.
Even Fat Chops even said, he goes, oh, look at you. Don't be a pussy about this and that. There's nothing you could fucking say, dude, that would even fucking alter any type of thing about the way I feel.
Right.
It's just that it's irritating when somebody says, oh, well, if you didn't have selective memory, fuck you. What are you
a fucking
line cook at the fucking Cracker Barrel, you cocksucker?
You know what it is about liberals? Is that liberals?
No, I just don't like. I'm sick of people that come off as if they're fucking Mensa members and they know everything about everything. And then you find out they're an Uber driver. You know, like where the fuck? You know, if you were that fucking smart, you think you'd have a better job than being the fry guy at the fucking the Cracker Barrel.
You know what it is about liberals is that liberals are always looking for like a reason to attack you. Like
yes,
they're always looking
yes,
for like you to fuck
like
up.
Pounce.
You say the wrong word, and then oh, that's offensive. Oh, that's racist or whatever. And conservatives don't really give a shit about that,
right?
So,
why is it that liberals are so concerned about being judged? Like they stand for people. Oh, again, homosexual. Oh, people want to be able. If you want to have an abortion, whatever. You how dare you? But then you do anything that opposes them, they fucking flip. It's hypocrisy.
They're operating from a different moral perspective.
Is it a different moral perspective?
They are.
Or is
they
it
are.
That they really think they fucking they are God's gift?
Well, I think I think that the ironic thing is I think this is where wealth makes a difference. I was just visiting with my brother, who's very liberal, very, he gets all of his information from the New York Times and the New Yorker magazine. He's very affluent. And at one point, I just realized, I'm like, honestly, I'm not rich enough to have this debate for the Republicans, or I got to go to work. Like, I don't have to.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm not rich. Like, I feel like some of these radical liberals are so wealthy, they're so detached from reality that they're like, oh, yeah, if they want to work and pick tomatoes, that's great.
But there's a lot of rich Republicans.
Oh, my God, let me put my Canadian Goose Parker on and fucking go somewhere. And then the Republicans are so wealthy that they're so far removed. And then there's people like me who are like, I'm not rich enough. Whoever's in the White House isn't going to make a huge difference in my life.
I agree with that.
And
at
the end of the day, like, I got to fucking work. I got to just do my best to try to, like, keep my neighborhood clean, safe, educated. I don't have kids. Nobody gives a fuck about me. A working woman with no kids. I didn't fuck 20 dudes and have, you know, 20 mistakes and whatever. I'm just a girl trying to make...
start now?
No, I don't. I don't. I'm grateful all the time. I've dated people with kids and I'm like, sorry you made mistakes. I'm, you know, it's like... But that woman will be taken care of. She will be praised. Good, you know, for... And I'm just like, nobody cares about me. My point is, sometimes I think they're so wealthy that they're completely detached from the reality, so they're able to care. And really, I'm just not rich enough. I gotta go to work.
I'm really tired of people that are out of touch with things that make comments when they don't know what fucking what they're talking about. You know, it's like, again, these people come off and another Phil jumps on the fucking thing.
I love Phil McFall, though. Well, comments are funny.
Yeah, it's funny.
Fat Chops isn't that funny, but
Phil
is actually
funny. He tries to sound smart, and that's a problem. But here's the thing about Phil.
What did Phil write?
Phil are we talking about?
Phil Wigfall.
Oh, yes, yes.
He's open mic comic, open mic for like the last decade. So
I like that.
Yeah, well, he's mean to me. I was nice to him, but just because I'm a Trumper, he thinks I need to suck somebody's dick or something. That's what he kept saying. So he's like,
he always writes that.
Yeah, it's his go-to move. I think he's got to come out of the closet, Phil. But the point was, like, he came out, he jumped on Fat Chops' comment.
Yeah.
And he says, he said something back to me, and I go, dude, whatever. And he goes, well, I don't like you sucking it because I said something to John. I go, that's right, John. It's that simple. And he goes, you sucking the dick of another Trumper. And I'm like, why don't you tell me then how Fat Chop's dick tastes? Because you just got done fucking praising his comments, you know? I had a guy, somebody else, another comic, messaging me. He's like, because I guess he knows Phil. Or he goes, he's a tough guy. Aren't you worried? Man. I'm like, well, I'm worried about Phil fucking Wigfall coming
Phil's
to beat my
guy.
Ass.
Phil's a good guy. But my favorite part, I remember it now that you explained it, is Phil said that you felt like Trump was your orange savior, which I thought was hilarious.
Yeah, and I said, I don't adorn any politician. I've never adorned any politician.
Well, that's the thing. A lot of, you know, it's funny. It's not that I like Trump as much as, like, but I'm not invested my entire day on hating him. I met a woman at Tai Chi. And after the Academy Awards, and she goes, did you see it? Did you see it at the Academy Awards? I'm like, see what? She goes, oh, my God. It was like the orange lighting. That's Trump's hair. The fact that they didn't have a host. It's like they're getting rid of the leader. And I'm like, that's what you saw at the Academy Awards?
That's a lot
it's like the fucking modern political climate is a Rorschach test
for
everyone.
I'm not thinking deep in it, right? Yeah, no.
But I think that's what's going to happen. I think
the Black Revolution in American film is what I saw.
Yeah, if anything happens, well, if you learned anything from the last Oscars, is that those award shows are going to be done. We're 5 years away from them just being done.
You think so?
Yeah, they're fucking done. Enough of this shit. The fucking Hollywood has screwed it up for themselves. It's almost what happened to NFL football. Nobody wants to see fucking athletes making their, you know, point on a fucking football field.
It was a little
field.
Political.
And that's it. Nobody wants it. Just
I
like
agree.
The View. I hope that's not a fucking false story, but I hope The View is gone.
Yeah, but
I
those
do.
Girls can't play ball.
No, they can't.
That's the problem.
They can't. They have nothing to fall
back
on.
You're always going
to
want to watch, like, the best athletes in the world try to kill each other on the gridiron.
Yeah, why not?
You know? That's it doesn't matter what their political perspective is.
But the arts are important. I mean, I love there's a lot, you know, Netflix and all the content and Amazon Prime, there should be a lot more work for
us movies.
And actors
movies.
And actresses.
More content.
And I haven't. Now, I was concerned when they did the Magnum P.I., and they casted a Spanish man for that. Because I'm like, if a white guy can't even get casted for Magnum P.I.
It's over for us.
Because I've heard actors in the business be like, all the parts are going to black guys. You got to be brown and get casted.
That's kind of true, I guess. But,
this is how they felt.
But here's the way I feel as a person. That eventually these are like cycles. They come and go. And I'm not, in this case, I'm a poker player. I'm playing the hand I'm dealt. That's all life's about.
Yes, that's right.
The more the people, you know, there's certain things you got to fight for certain rights and things like that. But for the most part, everybody has some sort of adversity they got to fucking put up with and they got to fight against.
Yes.
Stop your fucking complaining. Stop waiting for your president, like you're saying, to fucking change something
right.
for you.
Yeah, don't get caught up in what group you're a member of or not yeah. a member of, and just man up or woman up as an individual.
Right. And as a member, right? As right. a member of that group, show up, be somebody, and do shit
yes.
instead of saying, oh, that, and this is what, just to wrap this whole thing up before we get to the next. That's the problem that you're going to see, that all this thing happened with this Mueller report that came out. It's going to affect the Dems in that they're going to be looked at as a bunch of whining complainers, fucking horse shit. It's all horse shit. Most people knew it was horse shit, and that's just the way it is.
John,
you are not the father. The conversation is over. You are not the father.
John told me that this week on my show, Mean and Sober, he gets to talk for 5 hours, and I don't get to say a word.
Well, we should try that here. But I will say this, too. A lot of people, again, I've mentioned this, and I had somebody even message me back. I remember you talking about it. Now the investigation will fall to the left.
No, come on.
It's going to fall to the left.
I don't think. I don't buy it.
Adam Schiff, that fucking asshole,
yeah.
That guy's going to go. He's on Twitter saying, oh, these people did this. You fucking are in contempt. You said something in a fucking hearing that was completely wrong. You're going to go to fucking jail for fucking contempt just like anybody else did.
You think?
Yes,
I do agree with that. I do feel like the Dems have all of this with Kavanaugh and all. I mean, just this digging and digging. They've created an environment now
The Jussie Smollett occurred because of the liberal way of thinking. Let's all make shit out of nothing.
But it's interesting, though. They won the election, right?
What?
They won the House.
They won.
More people voted
yes,
for them.
No, popularity
so
vote.
So it shifted
back. But you got to remember, too, that's a natural, again, we're talking about cycles, natural progression of things. Nobody actually controls the House or anything over a period of time anyway, no matter what it is. So that's all.
Or the presidency.
Right. It's right. actually. So eventually it's all going to happen. But my point is the American public, and now there's more and more people going, I could tell you right now, rationalization, it's almost like when you do something stupid. Eventually, you know, it's like when you wore capizios and fucking parachute pants in the 80s. You know, you're like, oh, I can't believe I did
that. I don't know what that is, but
right, but I can't believe I drank fucking, what's that thing, Zima. You know, remember Zima?
Semen.
It's a malt.
Semen.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't believe I drank semen either.
I drank Zima.
Yeah, but people, you know, right? You went off.
That's
my semen alarm.
That's Binky calling.
Okay.
That's the thing that they're going to start realizing. Like, yeah, maybe we had it wrong. Maybe we need to fucking lighten up. Maybe we shouldn't be so judgmental. Maybe we shouldn't leave the phone next to the fucking recording. Maybe you
unprofessional,
know.
Jen.
Now listen, the other thing I want to say is I had a bet with one of you liberals.
Oh.
And the bet was for a case of Stella.
Oh yeah.
And
who did you bet? Are you going to say?
I don't remember who it was.
Wait, okay.
That's the problem. That's... Now, a regular listener to the show, he thought it was John Schaefer who I made that bet
sounds
with.
Sounds like.
It'd be a bet. I think it may have.
Yeah.
And if I actually gave a shit, but I blocked him and unfriended that fucking loon.
Really?
Oh, yeah. John Schaefer.
John Schaefer, why?
He's a fucking loon.
He always has a
Here's the thing.
Facebook?
If you're going
to
sit there and say malicious things, it's one thing if you say things that are funny.
Right.
Right. Again, it's like fat jobs. If you're gonna sit there and constantly attack me and my intelligence and shit over your stupid diatribes of a fucking where you could just say it in one sentence, that's ridiculous. That to me is like, you know, I can't have a conversation with, you know what I'm talking about, when you have a conversation with somebody, they gotta throw in this little, you know, the little like fucking, you know, like when I'm working like condescending comment not really just directly, kind of say it, and they do it for their own well-being, and they kind of push themselves up.
They're not really like connecting with you.
No,
or
I don't fucking. That's why fuck him. Yeah. I don't want
to
connect with that fuck. I don't. You know what I mean? Don't try to have a conversation with me. Don't get into a debate with me. It's like almost coming up to somebody and say, you know what? I like you. I respect you. I kind of think you do, but I think we're different. And spits in your fucking face.
Right. Huh.
That is the action to the verbiage that he uses.
I feel like you're taking Facebook too seriously, Doug.
No. Listen, if I took
politics
it serious,
on Facebook.
If I took it seriously, I would show up at his house and put a bullet in his fucking head.
Oh my God.
That's serious. That would be serious, wouldn't it?
Careful. This can be used against you along with your diary.
Yeah, as long as I didn't say rope and hang him or something like that, then it won't happen. But I want to find out who the hell was. Step out. To be a man. It was a guy.
Or a woman.
No, bring me my case of Stella. You lost the fucking bet. Own up. I paid my bet to you.
Uh-huh.
I lost
That's
our
true.
Bet. I gave you $50
yes,
cash.
Doug,
you didn't. I didn't make you wait. Hold on. I got to wait till I get paid. I gave it to you. Right? Hold on a second. I got to wait for my tax return.
I got to sell some merch.
Yeah.
He did pay me in pennies, though.
Yeah, I came all fucking pennies. Unrolled. I gave him a big old jar.
He threw them at me.
Count it yourself, bitch.
Hit me with a sock.
So at any rate, prison. So that is what happened. There is no collusion and there's no obstruction.
Collusion. Well, we haven't seen the full report yet. Oh, let's just put a little asterisk there.
Listen, Barr, the guy who's the attorney general now
appointed by Trump.
Look him up, follow him, and find out where the fuck his background
is. He's a Reagan guy.
Now, if you want to do a bet, but here's the real question. Now, do you think that Donald Trump will end up in jail after this presidency at any point?
It's up to the state of New York. Right.
I don't know.
Well, the most things they have now are campaign finance nonsense. There's nothing. There's nothing that's going to put him behind bars. I would bet $1,000 to $100 he'd never be in jail for anything.
Okay.
I'd make that bet.
I'm not taking the bet.
No,
I wouldn't take the bet. But I don't think it's zero. You know what I mean?
Like, I don't think there's a zero chance.
Yeah,
either.
I think
if you investigate every fucking politician,
you're going to find
85% of them would end up going to jail for something.
Yes, and you know what? It's funny that you said, because that comes up. People are like, "How can you feel this way about him?" I'm like, because I feel like they're all scumbags. I feel like if you look deeply into any of their past or any of their,
Anyone who wants...
don't care about him cheating on his, not any more than I thought we already established.
How do we know that they don't have
when
that? How do we know?
Cheated in the White House.
Yeah, I didn't give a fuck when he got a blowjob either. It's not part of my,
Didn't we already establish we don't care?
Human nature is not part of the, you know what I mean? You can't have, you can't expect your president to be, you know, he's like the ultimate leader, like, you know, the philosophical leader of the world.
Philosopher king?
Yes.
Platonic ruler? No,
yeah,
I don't
cut
think
his
so.
Dick off. If you want next president, they got to cut his dick off.
Right.
And that's it. He's got to be a eunuch.
Well, we should just got Hillary in there.
Well, yeah. Well, she's got a bigger dick than fucking Bill, I think, what I understand. All right. So, so that's it. So everybody, hopefully we can move on now. By the way, it's speaking of moving on, it's that time.
Yes.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Thank you, Peter. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from here and around the world and make fun of them. Because that's what we do. All right, here we go. So our first story of the day, Jelly Belly creator introduces CBD-infused jelly beans.
Okay, so is CBD, does that safe for someone who's sober? That's my question.
Yes.
I would say yes.
I don't know, guys. I feel like you're trying to trick me into, like, you know.
No, we're not trying to
doing heroin again.
Let me ask you this: can you take Tylenol PM?
I haven't. I guess I could.
Okay. Are you allowed to use Bengay?
I don't know what that is.
He's
but
been
I feel
gay.
Like I feel like you're calling me gay.
Are you allowed to use Icy Hot?
I don't know what that is.
Are you allowed to use something to relieve the pain in your muscles, like a topical salve?
I take Aleve sometimes.
Like a salve. Oh. Is that how you say it? Salve?
Salve.
Yeah.
A salve?
Like a moist.
A salve.
Yeah, a salve. Like a moist.
I don't know.
Let's use two words people can't stand.
Wait, I just want
to. Like a moist salve vomit.
Yeah. Wait, let's go back to my dick pic. I want to hear about
Wait
this
a minute.
Story.
Let's talk about. Yeah,
no, we got to stick to the story here, folks.
All right, CBD all right. Jelly beans. Let's hear it. So
says here the jelly bean candy bean creator is starting a new line of jelly beans that included the marijuana extract cannabidiol.
Yes.
Cannabidiol. Oh,
see, that sounds like something I couldn't take as a sober person.
Yeah, CBD to light of the consumers of the marijuana edibles. David Klein founded the famous Jelly Bean name and has now created a new company called Spectrum Confections.
Okay.
Which is adding CBD oil to 38 flavors, including toasted marshmallow.
One of my favorites. What about buttered
pina
popcorn?
Pina colada.
Right.
Strawberry cheesecake and mango. They quickly sold out, by the way. Gone. That's it. They're fucking
gone.
This
is sort of weird to me. They're just adding stuff to everything now.
Well, listen, like Constellation Brands, big company in beer and all that stuff, wines and stuff. They bought into Canopy because they want to start putting weed into beer. They want us to put THC into beer because beer companies are taking it on the fucking chin. Nobody's drinking beer anymore because everybody's getting high.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't want to get fat.
Well.
I get it. I get it. I want people to buy drugs. I think you should be able to sell whatever drugs you want. I think you should be able to sell heroin at Walmart. Okay, I'm a libertarian on that issue. But what I don't get—could
you imagine the plant department and the patio department in Home Depot? Right?
Get your fresh poppy seeds here.
I just imagine those like falling prices hitting junkies that are on the nod, you know, standing there in the aisles.
I gotta buy it now.
Milk of the poppy.
But I think you should be able to get all milk of the poppy. Exactly. I think it should be fine. But what I don't know about it's just it just helps, it's just a health benefit, let's just add it to every product, you know, like
a cure-all, like a snake oil,
yeah, toilet paper, right?
It's not a cure-all, And it helped. I mean, I'm a specialist in it. I'm an expert in CBD.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really? I mean, I have a CBD business. Yeah.
Okay.
So, and not like a pyramid. I am. I'm not a pyramid scheme or any of that shit. I have legit a distributor, and I can. There are certain products that can help with pain. Definitely helps with anxiety, and definitely helps with people sleep. And there's nothing. Right. More, there's nothing. I mean. Yeah, I think people who like to smoke weed but not get super wrecked, kind of like smoking some of the full spectrum weed and things like that. And
well, I got to tell you this vape pen thing that people say it's vape pens are better than smoking flower. I don't buy that. The more I smoke that vape pen, the more I'm coughing and wheezing I'm playing the fucking
flute.
You get
high? You get high, right?
Not the same. It's to me, it's not the same. It's not the same. I can get if I smoke a bowl, I get like, I'm good. I gotta keep stuck in this damn thing, and then I'm like, oh, okay, I feel all right.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'm a bowl and joint girl myself anyway. I'm a vintage smoker. So yeah. Yeah. I think you look stupid with
all this
vape
new
pens.
Shit came out after I was already like off of everything. You know?
How long do you have clean now?
It's more than 4 years.
Wow. Yeah. That's a long time.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Some people have to. I have brothers that are addicts. And, you know, watch them destroy the family.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Thank God I stopped before anything like that.
Yeah, really. It affected everybody else's lives.
I was never one of those, like, people stealing out of the, like.
Right.
Just stay away from the jelly beans. Just stay away from the fucking jelly beans.
Right. Stay away from the I'm telling you, I don't need
them. His parents can't get AIDS if he steals things out of their wallet.
Right.
Right.
No, I do that the old-fashioned way, too.
Yeah.
I fuck them right in the ass, you know? That's how I give my parents AIDS. I don't know what you guys are doing while they're sleeping.
Well, while we're on the word fucking and AIDS, rude Scottish words have been added to the Oxford English Dictionary.
All right. Sounds good.
You got any Scottish friends?
I have a friend who dated somebody on a line who was from Scotland. He turned out to be a total scumbag.
I've been known to wear a kilt on stage.
Scottish insult describing someone as a scrotum is amongst the latest additions to the Oxford English Dictionary.
Well, that's a technical term.
You want to hear the word? Yeah. It's called the ball bag.
Oh, ball bag.
You're a ball bag.
Like ball bag.
Don't make me kick your ball bag up into your throat,
there
mate.
There you go.
A slang for ball That's bag Australian. Is one of the more That's 650 funny. New word senses and sub entries. So they added to the famous Carpe Diem.
Okay.
Carpe Diem.
That's, I feel like, okay, I read a lot of Irvine Welsh, you know, Trainspotting guy. And I feel like he used ball bag.
Yeah.
In that, yeah.
Other newly included Scottish words include bam, bam pot, and bam stick.
Take your bam stick and shove it up your bam pot.
What is a bam stick?
Which means someone who is foolish, annoying, obnoxious, belligerent, or disruptive.
Okay.
Oh my God, the house.
Yeah.
A bunch of bam sticks. I'm going to start using that. You bam sticks and your...
A tube, is another word, also spelled tube.
A tube.
Tube.
Okay.
Is a stupid or contemptible person, idiot, a moron, a buffoon.
A dick.
A comic.
Yes.
Stand-up comic.
Is frequently used as a disparaging form of address, the dictionary says. Roaster means obnoxious, annoying, or otherwise objectionable person.
Huh.
He's a roaster.
I would think sticking in a roaster.
Yeah, roaster's little, you know.
We were out and he went and he stuck it in my roaster.
Hmm.
Oh, okay, like a
and
pussy.
Then he got ball-dagged.
Right. Like he took his bam stick and stuck it in my roaster.
Wow, everything's all sexual with
Jen. I'm getting hot.
I don't know why. I'm not getting
I got to start fondling my ball-dag.
Right.
Sprag is not dissimilar. Sprag, meaning person with arrogant, swaggering manner, a boaster, a braggart.
Okay.
You a sprag.
Comic.
All right.
There's
so far,
also,
everything is synonymous with a stand-up comedian in South Florida.
There is also,
I'm just kidding, guys. I love you.
Boufing, which means foul-smelling.
Oh, and like fantouche. You're boufing. Boufing.
Fantouche?
Fantouche, meaning fancy, showy, or flashy.
Now that sounds like your pussy.
Right.
Your fantouche.
My vagina is completely fantouche.
There you go. It's
I don't know if that's got, I don't know.
Too many ball bags and joss. Yeah,
right.
What was it? What stick?
He went down on me and he was like, that is a fantouche.
Yes, what a fantouche you have there.
That is a fantouche. Yes. Fish you have there. Where it starts with F and also means vagina.
Also says rooked. Means swindled or fleeced.
Oh, I've heard that. That's actually
I was rooked.
Rooked me.
BDN.
BDSM.
BIDIE / N. BDN. Someone's cohibiting partner is also new as is jotter, which means to get one's jotters and be dismissed from work.
What the fuck?
Jotters.
Like all right, we should reinvade that country and take over.
Wait,
I don't.
What does jotter mean?
Someone who's just left work.
Oh, got a jotter out of here.
He got fired. So he's like an old former employee. He's a jotter.
I don't know about that.
Wave of Scotland editions include her and zir, H-I-R and S-Z-I-R, which are used as alternative pronouns. All right, that's it.
It's like trans pronouns,
Another dog lovers, there are, for dog lovers, there's Dorgy.
Dorgy!
A cross between Dachshund and Corgi and Puggle.
Oh, so. What do they call a chihuahua?
Some people call it a rat.
A chorgy.
They call you adorable.
Yeah.
Mommy, love you.
Here's a story. Man uses nude mannequins to send message to his noisy neighbor.
I've used
nude mannequins before when I was trying to relive some threesomes I was in.
Oh, okay.
Trying to get
this is a sex doll.
Yeah,
it's like
because
Home Alone. Remember, he used the mannequin to like.
I had a different use of those things. In Santa Rosa, California, Jason Windus, which is a Irish term for douchebag, gave his California neighbor something to look at during a dispute over the height of his backyard fence. Naked mannequins having a garden party. Four of the fashion dummies are seated in wicker chairs around a matching table. Another is standing with its arms over its head and shamrocks over its breasts.
Who's his neighbor, Drew Carey?
a hand scrawled sign on the top of the nearby wooden barrel reads, "Reserve seat for the noisy neighbor that complained about my fence to the city."
All right, does nothing else happen in that town? What the fuck?
Yeah, like, you know.
He loves dolls. No, that's what I'm saying. Remember Drew Carey? Doesn't Drew Carey have he has an obsession with dolls and mannequins.
Yeah, does he?
Yeah, Google it. Google it.
Did not know that.
You guys, I was wondering, I'm like, why aren't they laughing at that?
Winda said his
it's like a bad open
he
mic.
Was building a 6-foot fence at his home in Santa Rosa so he could let his dogs out in his backyard when he got a letter from the city saying it violated an ordinance limiting such barriers along sidewalks to 3 feet. He didn't want his dogs to fucking jump out. I had a dog.
I don't like it.
No?
No.
Says Windus, who owns
it's
a movie
weak.
Company.
It's weak. If you're going to you're going to deal with much bigger shit if you're going
to
complain about my
anybody
fence.
Who goes
like,
to
I'm
that
not going to have some mannequins in my backyard. I'm going to have
an AR-15.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have some crazier shit.
Here's some news you may be interested in. 1 in 5 office mugs contain fecal matter.
Ew.
And it's all mine.
It's back in his heroin days when he's shit in everybody's coffee mug.
That is so gross. I saw that about McDonald's, too. All of the every single touch screen at McDonald's tested positive for fecal matter.
Do you guys use the pinky rule?
I use a knuckle.
You know when you go to the gas station, you put your credit card or something,
uh-huh.
and you got to plug in your zip code or something with it?
Yeah.
I always use my pinky.
Oh, I use my tongue.
Are you looking airplane seats, too?
I look doorbells also.
Yeah.
Perhaps you know my work.
You're the guy.
I just go right up to a subway railing, and I'm just like.
Yeah.
You know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yeah, I like to go in Jiffy John's and drink from the fucking toilet. One in five office mugs contain fecal matter. Total Jobs enlisted the hygiene doctor Lisa Ackerley to get her advice on avoiding some of the gross office-based bacteria.
I mean, that is so gross. I mean, that's fecal matter. It's
I feel
not
like everything has.
How
fecal
do you get
matter?
Fecal matter in a coffee
right.
mug?
There's only one way. That means you had shit on your hands.
Yes,
and you touched things
like Typhoid Mary. That's right.
Yeah, like you know what? Like I stayed at a friend's house recently. And you ever have that situation, you run into the bathroom, you got to go, and you look, and there's like very little fucking toilet paper on that roll.
Right? Yes.
And then, you know, in my bathroom.
You use the rug, right?
Yeah, I use the shower curtain. In my house, there's always a couple extra rolls to never have anybody in this fucking panic moment.
Oh, right.
So, you know, I'm sitting there, morning, you know, I get up in the morning, and I'm like, oh my God, now I feel like I'm a prisoner in a Chinese fucking prison camp.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there, and I look
Trump's
at it.
Trump just raised the tariffs
on toilet
paper.
And he's like, raise the tariff on, you fucking Trump. So now I'm like, what the fuck? So now, I'm looking at it going, oh, I hope I can really sparsely use this toilet paper.
Ration my
toilet paper.
It was
and I'm sitting there. Yeah, and now it's really hard because I started unwielding it. and it's like the thin ply. Who the fuck buys thin ply fucking? Oh. Get the fucking. How much money are you saving on toilet paper?
I don't know.
I know people,
when you're getting cheap. What the
right.
fuck?
It's like, thanks a lot, Stalin.
Listen, I've been in restaurants where I go on to take a shit in the restaurant. I usually like to shit at home, to be honest with you. I don't like to shit about.
I usually go to the office.
Do you?
And then I use the mug.
Well, and then I shit in the mug. If I go to a restaurant and they got like that cardboard, that really harsh shit. I go to the manager. I go, look, you fuck.
Oh yeah.
Listen, you're
pointing at him with your shit all over your hand.
My fucking finger, which has a shit stain on it. I go, look,
how much
fucking money do you save?
Smell this, sir.
Yeah, look at this. Your crappy toilet paper. My finger went right through it.
I one time had a boyfriend who shit more than any other boyfriend that I had. He was always shitting.
Uh-huh. And like, what do you mean by always?
Like he was
realistic.
Just always
like
in
sex.
The shitter. Oh. No, he was just always in the shitter.
Like, I'm going to come. Oh, wait.
She's giving him a blowjob.
He was always in the bathroom, and so he would use all the toilet paper, and then one time, and he replaced the toilet paper like he was showing something nice for me, and bought like 2-ply toilet paper.
He's a keeper.
Yeah, what a bastard.
Yeah. But dude, don't save money on toilet
paper. You flushed him. Hello.
Yeah,
good thing.
Got rid of that turd.
Those
So according to a horrifying study, there might be even more to worry about when it comes to your lovely morning cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just like you said, it's on their hands. It's got to be on people's hands.
Corn on the cob.
So here I am. So here I am, my buddy's house.
How did this corn get in my coffee?
So here I am, my buddy's house, trying to take a shit, and I find that now it's got single ply, and I'm trying to I'm taking little by little, and I'm like sitting there, and I have surgeon hands trying to wipe my ass.
Yeah.
Wash your hands, people. Wash your mother.
People don't wash their hands.
Fucking hands.
People don't like. I was in the public bathroom when we were driving. On the highway, I'm in there. I just pee, boom, washing my hands. Some guy comes out of the stall, just goes walking.
Maybe he was just shooting heroin. You know, how do you know he was taking?
Well, if he's
shit
shooting heroin, he needs to wash his hands too, doesn't he?
Know.
Dirty needles and shit.
No, it's fine.
Okay, I'll let you be.
Just
the judge.
A little blood. Come on, I didn't say there's blood on your coffee mug.
That's the worst feeling when your finger goes through the toilet paper.
Yeah, that's bad.
You're like, I got to wash my hands now. Yeah. An extreme stalker has a Utah family's home under siege. Uh-huh. It says here in Salt Lake City, a Utah family has become the victim of extreme stalking involving unwanted service providers repeatedly being sent to their home.
Otherwise known as the FBI.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Walt Gilmore's family in suburban Salt Lake City has been the target since August of a stalker using phone calls and text to send a parade of people to the home for legitimate services.
Oh, that's great.
Up to 20 people per day arrive saying they were called to provide electrical plumbing, tree trimming, towing services, and much more.
Is this the world's most relentless prankster?
Yeah, somebody's got it,
I think we should start doing that to people here.
To Dougie. Let's do it to Dougie.
No, I think
bring it on, bitch. Bring it on.
We should video. We can just go in the bushes and video. And.
But see, that's why I don't have a fucking doorbell that works.
Your doorbell doesn't work. I was wondering when I rang the doorbell. I'm like, he's not coming to the door.
It doesn't.
I was like, maybe he's taking a shit and leaving fecal matter all over the place.
I'm at the point where people come to the door. It's a glass door, right? You can see through it.
Yeah.
People will come there and they got a clipboard or sitting there like, hi. I'm like, fuck, I don't want to open the door, and I'll walk away.
Of course.
I don't have to open the door.
No.
Like, what makes people, if people complain about phone calls, like solicitation, why are you calling me? I just hang up.
Yeah,
some guy called me today. He goes, is this a solicitation call? He goes, no, sir, it's not a solicitation. Okay, go ahead. He goes, well, I was just calling you because of the advances you can get with clean energy. I go, you fuck, you just lied to me, and I hung up on him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Who gives a shit? You care you're going to be diplomatic to a phone guy?
No. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I love when they call. The one guy, he's
when
never,
they hang up on you.
Yeah, well, he never learned. This guy calls, is the owner of the house? And I go, no. The bank isn't here, motherfucker. They own the house.
I'm robbing this place.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he's out tending to the horses. Yeah, I think sometimes
but his wife is here.
Yeah, I'm banging the fuck out of her. Yeah.
And a pussy tastes real good.
Don't tell him. I hope he doesn't show up. Can you tell me if he's coming, though? Person responsible for using a computer program that make calls. Listen, these people, and now listen, if somebody does that to your family, let's say they fuck around for a time, and they go really out of the way to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
They get you. That person deserves to be.
Well, is it your college buddy and it's a prank back kind of a thing, Because this could be
that's like a way level up on ordering pizzas to someone's house.
They are looking from, they say, the multiple suspects. Nobody likes these people.
Yeah, they did something to deserve this. This doesn't come out of the blue, Dougie.
Calls range from pizzas being sent.
Yeah.
to environmental cleanup companies coming on Saturday morning. Fake call that the house was flooded. False call. It cost some company had charged $4,000 because of the work that they came out to do.
How do you actually get to collect that, though? You owe me $4,000. Fuck you, pound sand, buddy.
A total of $20,000 in costs.
Do they actually pay it, though?
No one's paying that shit.
Oh, okay. They're claiming that's how much they're owed.
Right, that's the cost of all the people coming out.
Oh, I see, okay.
And they got screwed.
I think that's really funny.
I mean, it's funny, right?
It is.
Yeah, you got to move. You got to move. Yeah, until they find the guy.
Fat Chops is going to do to you, Dougie.
Yeah, okay. Well, then I will go put a bullet in his head.
Okay.
He's in Coral Springs.
Listen, my attorney said if you get into a fight with him, you got no problem.
Are we in Coral Springs or Parkland? Where are we?
Right on the Coral Springs, technically, yeah. But you pull up the zip code, it says Parkland.
Okay, yeah.
Here's a story. British Airways plane lands in Scotland.
Okay.
In London, the flight on Monday seemed to go perfectly well until passengers realized that their plane had landed in both the wrong city and the wrong country.
Hmm.
British Airways flight from London City Airport was supposed to head to Dusseldorf, Germany.
Dusseldorf?
Where's the fucking schnitzel? It's all fucking, it's all lager. It's right. All Guinness.
It's meat pie.
It's shepherd's pie, goddammit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want strudel.
I ate a lot of meat pie in Dusseldorf.
I bet you did. The airline said Monday the problem started when an incorrect flight plan was filed, which operated the flight, WDL Aviation, which operated the flight on behalf of British Airways. Officials say the pilot followed the flight plan from Edinburgh, and that air traffic control officials also were following the same flight plan and saw nothing amiss.
I know what the lady from my Tai Chi class was saying.
What? Mm.
Donald Trump.
Asshole, it's his fault.
Yeah, I knew it. You know what? I think we can go ahead and blame Trump for this.
Yeah, it's his fault.
Donald.
And now wait, they're going to have another whole big investigation. Was it Trump?
It's weird how planes disappear. Remember, there's like been a couple planes that just...
Well, they crash.
Right.
Yeah, they eventually crash. They can't be up there forever.
It's like the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah.
Yeah. True story.
Yeah, we'll see what happens to Boeing, by the way. It's interesting.
I'd say buy.
I say buy.
I bought it. We bought it. Yeah. We bought around 360,
they'll bounce back. Even Britney had a comeback.
Yeah.
There you go.
By the way, don't follow any advice on my show here as a financial advisor, please.
Oh, yes.
So he has to make his disclaimer.
Yeah, please do not follow any directions by somebody who calls himself Dougie Dangerous on their podcast.
And don't listen to Dougie's politics either. Also
don't
bullshit.
Just listen to how Ethan skirts the issues by being in the middle all the time.
Oh,
that's
right.
Me.
Here's a story. Philly Chili is in September. So nude bike ride set for August. You ever been on a nude bike ride?
I have.
Yeah.
Really? I have done everything nude. There's very few things that I haven't done nude.
Hmm.
I've rollerbladed nude.
Have you gone to a wedding nude?
No.
Hmm.
Okay. Within reason. Wedding.
Right. Wow. Well, sometimes I've heard of nude weddings.
They're within birthday suit reason. Weddings.
I have some hot friends and family.
Yeah, don't invite them.
I one time cleaned the house.
Come on, Grandma, come to my wedding.
I'm no, don't bring her.
I one time cleaned my boyfriend's dad's house nude. They weren't home.
Oh.
And sent them a video of me cleaning the house nude. Isn't that funny?
You sent your boyfriend's dad a video of you nude?
No, I sent it to my boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
Your boyfriend.
I sent it to my boyfriend, but it was funny because it's in the context of his dad's house.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But no, bike ride, nude. Hmm. Being nude is nice.
I like being nude. But I remember about outdoor activities.
I remember the first time I went skinny dipping as a kid. That was the greatest feeling.
Oh, wasn't it? The most exciting thing, yes.
Couldn't wait to go skinny dipping again. In Philadelphia, naked bicyclists say they were so cold riding around Philadelphia last September that this year they'll wait until August.
Okay.
Organizers of the annual Philly Naked Bike Ride say they've ridden in chilly weather. The last two Septembers, though, the time they'll saddle up August 24th.
But wait, is that legal? Wouldn't they all get arrested? Are you allowed to just
ride? They must have a permit.
You all do it at once. How are they going to arrest all of you?
That's right. You got to chase the fat guy.
One guy.
Isn't it weird that, you should be,
Dougie,
you need a permit.
Don't go, Dougie. Okay?
I'll try to stay away.
Yeah, you better stay away from that one.
The nude ride was September 8th last year and September 9th the year before, with temperatures reaching only about 70 degrees Fahrenheit. Participants in the ride can go as bare as they dare. Some of the cyclists wore their birthday suits accentuated with body paint or glitter, while some others wore underwear or masks. Usually
okay,
those are
the
ugly
so
ones.
It's like Fantasy Fest, basically. Yeah, yeah.
The sun always shines
right.
in Philadelphia.
In Florida, we're like, please, child's play. Like,
right,
this is
right,
not.
Right.
This is like your
it's
average day in South Florida.
Normal outerwear for that's Florida.
Right.
That's right.
And our last story of the day, there's something called misophonia. You know what that is?
Yeah, where you can't stand noise.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you know what you're talking about.
I do. Anything you know, that has to do with anything weird like
I
that,
hate,
I know.
Like, for example, I hate when you're sitting there eating with somebody and they don't know how to close their mouth when
oh,
they eat.
Oh, but you're too sensitive to it. You have this disorder.
Well, fucking whatever.
My sister has it, too.
My dad used to get pissed
when
somebody
chewed
their gum. She's super
sensitive.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's like a thing. Some people don't even notice. Other people are super sensitive to it.
Yeah, because you get it in your head.
Yeah.
You know? Ugh. Cut it out.
Yeah, see, it doesn't bother me, but my sister, me and my brother would chew, and my sister would be like, you guys are chewing, and we're like, what are you talking about?
No, I sit at a table, so I'm like, what the fuck? Close your mouth.
Okay.
For 18-year-old high school senior Ellie Rapp of Pittsburgh, the sound of her family chewing their dinner can be unbearable.
Yeah.
My heart starts to pound. I go one of two ways. I either start to cry or I just get really intensely angry.
She's going to do great in life.
Mm-hmm. She's a future lib.
Yes.
Rapp has
snowflake.
Rapp has been experiencing this reaction to certain noises since she was a toddler. She recalls a ride home from preschool when her mother turned on the radio and started singing, which caused Rapp to scream. Now, I don't like people who sing in my car that either A, don't know the fucking words, or B, have a horrible voice.
How often does this come up?
It every once in a while it does. You get people that don't know what they're fucking singing and they sing.
My God.
People
I
singing
love
in your car?
Singing in the car.
Yeah.
I sing by myself in the car.
Right. But some people will just decide to sing. Like
I
they right?
I'm
can you
singer.
Sing though? Can you sing?
I can carry a tune, but sometimes I get out of my league.
Out of your
range. I can carry a tune, yeah.
I'm pretty good. I can karaoke
Let's
a little
hear it.
Bit.
Let's hear it. Let's
no,
hear it.
I'm not
Let's
just
do a duet.
Come
on.
Yeah, yeah. No, you stepped out of your come
oh,
on.
Oh boy, I love you so. Never ever gonna let you go.
Right.
Once I get my hands on you.
Oh man, it's like American Idol in here.
That's not bad. Wow.
Right, okay. Come on, let's get here.
I don't know what the. I'm just saying. I sing in the karaoke. I'm
or
not,
do like some gay ass show tunes.
Yeah, you know plenty of those.
I'm
don't
not
you?
Singing into the
Give
microphone.
My regards to Broadway. Yeah. I'm a little dork right here.
Wow.
How about waking up late with Dougie? Waking up late
come
with
on,
Dougie.
Ben, come on.
I'm not going to sing a cappella. I'm saying I can sing along with the. I'm not. Yeah, you guys are
all
trying
right.
to trick me.
Sing, motherfucker. Sing.
Let's talk about my dick pic, okay? That's what I want to hear about. She showed my dick to people at the Comedy Store.
At the Comedy Cellar.
Now, wait a minute.
Cellar.
Let's get this straight. We're going to close on this, by the way. So, we're closing on your dick. So,
okay, good.
So, you have his dick pic.
I have a dick pic. That
when did
can...
he send this out?
Few years ago.
Yeah. And by the way, when we posted that, or you posted it on my Facebook, and then one of my exes saw it, and she was like, oh, so I see you're just sending your dick around to everyone now. Like,
and
she was all
I
mad.
Hope you said yes, precisely.
I was like, well, that Better. Was, I was like, well, first of all, yes, but second of all, it was years ago.
Yeah. So what made you send your dick out to? Is this her or other people?
A few people got it.
Well, at that
she
time, I
curious.
Think I was releasing my jokes of my love for small, endowed men.
Yes.
So I had just started doing jokes about how much I love a small
Wait a
penis.
Minute. And then he was inspired to send a picture of his small penis?
No.
Or he was trying to say, like, this
no.
big one?
No.
He's got a big dick? Is that what
and
you're saying?
And he said, too bad. And I think it was, I mean, I can probably pull it up.
Yeah, show Dougie my dick.
I don't want to see
no,
his
I'm
dick.
Just kidding.
Oh, I can't. My phone's dead.
No, hold on a second.
Today's not your lucky day, Dougie.
Don't touch that goddamn area there. Now,
there's fecal material all over my phone,
There's fecal material
by the way.
All over that phone. All right, so he sends you a dick pic.
He sent me a dick pic. I saved it.
Now, why'd you save it? This is interesting. So why did you save it?
Why did I save it? First of
future
all.
Future reference?
I admired. I thought it was funny and very comical.
What, was his dick telling jokes? What do you mean?
I admired that he took the picture. Did his dick have funny
sunglasses and a big nose on it?
No.
Groucho.
He took the picture next to the cable remote.
The Comcast cable remote. The
right.
old one, actually. For scale.
For
to show
scale
that it was...
of size, which All I right. thought was like, you know, like they do like a ring neck or like a dot. Like
yeah,
when they
like
sell
quarter,
you when they sell
you
little puppies,
yeah.
Yeah.
they put like the little puppy next to like the teacup to like be like, it's a little teacup.
Exactly.
Well, he sent me to show the scale to a cable remote, and I'm like, I knew at that point, I'm like, Ethan, I will never be hooking up because that's way too much dick for me.
All right, and look at you there, fucking.
Yeah, ladies, a lot of dick. If you want to, but, and it was weird. I haven't brought it up in a long time, but it was funny because we were sitting around, we were talking about dick pics, and I'm like, this
now,
is
was
funny.
It hard, or was it? It was
like, you know, fully. Yeah.
It was erect.
Yeah. It could get a little, probably a little more swollen than that. But it was,
yeah. Speed it up a little
bit. It wasn't like angry, but it was, you know.
It wasn't, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
It was hard.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good. And, so, and you still have it? I still have it
in my phone. Yeah.
I don't see what's funny is I don't even have that picture anymore.
Do you want me to text you? Do you want me to send you a dick pic?
Send me my dick pic back. I know that's like a hacky female like comic joke.
I don't like getting dick pics, though. I really don't. Meanwhile, I was out with my girlfriend the other night, and this guy had sent her the weirdest dick video I've ever seen in my life. This was the weirdest. Yes, it was a dick video. And she was excited to have it. I'm like, A, that's the weirdest looking dick I've ever seen.
Really?
And B,
can you send me that one too? I just want to
compare my dick to that guy. I don't.
Yeah. What did it mean? It looked like cauliflower? What do you mean?
It was long, but and then like have
it was actually in cursive. It was weird.
It was like thin. It was like thin and long, and then had like a plump,
like a bulby head.
Really?
Yeah.
It looked like an orange on the tip of a pencil.
I bet you his dick's gonna have back problems.
Yeah, it's just scoliosis. Not my kind of cock.
His dick is. Hey, you gotta keep that head up.
It's not my kind of cock. But
You showed a couple of comedians.
I did.
But, well, we won't say who they were. Yeah, but that's exciting.
It was.
They liked. Did you tell these comedians, these well-known comedians, whose dick it was?
This is Ethan Moore. He's a famous comedian.
He ever reaches out to you for a spot out here.
Right. I might be able
use
to.
This
I
as
might,
his
and by the way, I might be able to get you some stage time in New
York. Okay. All right.
You're going to have to sleep your way to the top.
When she says stage time, she means you got to plow some gay guy.
I'll sleep my way to the middle of his asshole.
Yeah, whatever that is.
You have to sleep your way to an open mic in New York.
It's not gay if you don't go all the way in.
Right. Just the tip. Yeah.
That's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Later with Dougie Show. Again, I want to thank Ethan Moore for jumping in back.
Hey, good to be here,
co-host seat. Of course, Jen Hellman.
I'm so glad to be here.
And Nico, of course. And congratulations to the Trump administration for being found not to be a collusive and or cohorting with the Russians.
Don't worry. We'll find some other way to get him, Dougie.
And the libs are going to find out. They're going to try to find something and completely ruin any chance they have of winning any election in 2020.
True.
To all your liberal friends out there who are sure of this, please remind them how fucking stupid they are. And let them know that they bet on the wrong fucking team.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's that simple.
And pay up. You owe Dougie Stella.
Yeah. Whoever the fuck owes me a case of Stella, pay the fuck up. All right? Don't be such a fucking loser. Because I'm going to find out, and I'm pretty sure it's Johnson.
Go back and look.
When I find out who it is, and you don't fucking pay up, I'm going to send fucking Nico the dog there after
and
you.
And if he defriended you, let me know, because I'll find him.
I'm going to come over and hit you with my enormous cock.
Yeah, I'm scared of his cock now. I'm nervous. Anyway, that's all we have time. Thanks again for listening, guys. We probably will have a show here on Thursday. It'll be myself, Minda, and I think Randy Vega may be here sitting in on Thursday. So go to that. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Wake Up Dougie, and on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. And, of course, join our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Follow me at Dougie Dangerous on Instagram and on Twitter. And go to Podbean, where we have our home site, Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, and donate. Be a patron. You donate gas money for the co-host. So $1 a month, $2 a month. Do something, you cheap fucks. And other than that, this week, Wednesday, I should say Thursday, I'm going to be at what's the name of that goddamn show? Hiram, in Pembroke Pines. It's at the Toscano, Il Toscano restaurant.
Okay.
It's going to be a comedy room in West Pines. Go to DougieAlmeida.com or go to my Facebook page and find out. And on Friday, at the Cricket Comedy Club in Oakland Park at the VFW. Go to Cricket Comedy Club and get more dates. Other than that, what do you got coming, Nathan?
I got a bunch of stuff coming up. Just follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Ethan is not funny. You can find it all right there.
But he does have a big dick. And
yes. He does. And I'm just going to tell you to go check out my at Jen Hellman Media Instagram. And please go to comicscrushingcancer.org. You can buy CBD products. The proceeds go to comicscrushingcancer.org.
There you go, guys. Thanks. And guess what? We'll be back Thursday right here at the same spot. Take care.
Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And
in the colors of a thousand sunsets. They traveled to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. There beamed their light hit the ground.